thank you all for coming. I'm going to be giving you a talk of the study we conducted early this spring on the delivery of special explicit sources information in Western Kenya. Well, food security continues to be an increasing concern in the African continent, as all of you know. This therefore calls for a need for an efficient and effective accession information so as to address this challenge. Well, in some cases, as we realized in Kenya, there's so much information about soils, but this information is actually not being used. This therefore drove us to come up with this goal for this study, which was to develop a prototype digital platform that can deliver special expertise soils information. And the key question that we're trying to address while conducting this study was, can we deliver soil information on a portable device in the field? Well, the way we approached this question, to address this question, was as follows. Well, descriptive text was captured from soil surveys, and then this was converted into digital database. This captured information that was converted into digital database was thereafter delivered using the Integrating Special Education Experiences app. And as you can see there, this is how it would look like, the picture there on your right. It will how it would look like on a portable device here in the iPad. Well, what I'm going to be talking about is the results, and this is just based on what Marcy had taught my earlier our colleague. What you're seeing there in red is the well-drained soils using the WRB, we call them the ferrosols, oxysols here, and the gray areas are the poorly drained soils. Well, these are improvements made from earlier efforts made by soil scientists. What we managed to capture here is information on the profile. So this is, if you scroll down using the iPad in the field, this is what you are able to see. We were also able to capture information on soil management practices. So information, for example, what kind of crops a farmer can plant in this particular soil mapping unit, or what kind of management practices if a farmer wants to improve his or her agricultural production. A farmer will be interested in knowing this information. Similarly, for the poorly drained soils, we were also able to capture the soil profile, key information they're supposed to know there, and also just general descriptions of the drone landscape of where these soil types is, we can find. So a farmer would be able to be key to know, if I have my small farm, where on the landscape can I get this soil type so I can improve on my cultural production? This is actually just preliminary results. We are actually working on this, and this is just some of the stuff we are getting to see and just showing you what we have as per now. Recall again, the key question for this study was, how can we capture special explicit information and deliver this in the field? Well, we find out that this question can actually be actually achieved, and it's feasible. Well, we tested this, as you can see there. I went out in the field, and this was in Western Kenya, and tested that it was actually feasible using the cell phone network. The initial concept for this study was to use knowledge from extension workers who are familiar with the area. Well, we thought this was actually very, very easy, but trust me, it's not easy as you think. So as we were going with the process, we realized there was a soil surveys which had been done earlier on in the process, which have a lot of information on crop suitability, crop management, and other soil properties, which is very useful, and this actually needs to be captured to assist the farmer or smallholder farmer to improve his or her agricultural production. Work is therefore currently underway to try and capture this information to deliver it on a portable device so that we can address some of the challenges that smallholder farmers actually face right now. Thank you, and I welcome you to my poster today afternoon. If you have any question, I'd be more than willing to address some of it during my poster. I accept any questions if you have. Thank you so much.
Explain
interesting. In the spring also, we met with a team in Kenya, and Tor, who's actually leading it, and they are coming from a statistical point of view, and they're using geostatistical approaches, where we are coming off of the view that we are using the knowledge that the soil legacy data backed up with local knowledge in the field. And their approach is actually looking at a larger extent. They're looking from their continental point of view. We are focusing it on a smaller area. Well, the approach that they're using is, if you look at them, it's actually, right now they're actually looking at a 250 square pixel. We are actually focusing it down on a 30 meter pixel, which is, can give more information on what the smallholder farmers, because if you look at Africa, for example, the farmers there have pretty small farmholds, right? And we actually are thinking in our own view that a 30 meter pixel is actually pretty, can give the farmer a lot of details if an extension officer wants to give the farmer information. A 30 compared to a 250 is a pretty good improvement. I'm not saying they're actually wrong, they're actually pretty good because policies are based on those kind of,
Yours is more targeted towards the farmers.
Not a question, but a comment. I am amazed at the instantaneous delivery of information on an economical device. It has taken what used to be 45 minutes to an hour 20 years ago to find point information to instantaneous live watching yourself move across terrain, topography, soil, parent materials. Amazing.
Well, thank you so much. And it's a team effort. I think all the credit goes to our advisor, Daryl Schultz. We're actually using the IC to kind of push it to actually tell us what it can do. Because essentially the IC app was meant to teach soils information. Well, when I was in Kenya, because I'm Kenyan and Marcy's also Kenyan, she can attest to this. And Daryl is, well, he's partly Kenyan too. When we go out to the farmers, farmers are more than interested in knowing what can I plant. What can I do to actually address some of the challenges that I'm facing? I have soil erosion here. What can I do to actually address this? We as soil scientists are more than interested in geostatistical approaches or it's actually significant or not. But that doesn't mean anything to the farmer, right? So using such information by telling the farmer, if you have your farm on this depression, it's more than probable for it to be waterlogged. So do this and this and this. So that's what is assisting the farmer. Give me information on what kind of crop I'm supposed to plant. Then we are able to tweak it up, because whatever text is on the app, we manage that. So this is just to show you that it's feasible, because remember again, the question was, can we deliver spatial information on a portable device? Yes. So the information is going to be based on the scientific approach and the local expert knowledge with the farmers, all that mixed together, and then to have a wonderful product that can address the farmer's question, meet the extension officer's needs, and also address some of the challenges that scientists actually need to address. Maybe you have to remind me about the first question.
And maybe, yeah,
you
could be more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If you look at the, when the officers actually started, they were looking at a 1 kilometer grid, if I believe, and then they toned it down to 150 meters. What we're working is a 30 meter SRPM that was newly released, and actually that gives information on a 30 by 30 meter pixel. What I mean by all those numbers is we are moving down from, because smallholder farmers in Africa don't have, most of them don't have the 100 acres smallholder farmers here in the US have. They have pretty much like small shamba, as we call them, small field. If you turn down to that, we are able to give you so much information. For example, where is water going to accumulate? From a 250, if you have a 250, it's pretty big, because smallholder farmers have pretty small plots. The 30 meter pixel, exactly, we were looking at it, how it would actually be on the ground, and my brother was showing us when we were in Kenya how a 30 by 30 meter pixel would look like on the ground. It was actually feasible to see it's actually mostly what a smallholder farmer would have, right? So a farmer would want to know if it rains, where it's going to flood, right? What can I plant here? So coming from a bigger area where two farmers would own the same piece of plot, zoning into most probably where only one single farmer would actually own that particular plot. So you can tell that farmer, don't plant this crop here, or you're going to have flooding here. But for 250, it's cost. The information is cost. So you're trying to fine-tune it to actually capture the variability of soil to a finer detail. I don't know if I've answered it. I think Marcy can add more if you want.